May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
因着的平安都临到我们的众弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic we would like to talk about is the intercession of Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们所要讨论的就是主耶稣的代祷。
We need intercession. Just give you some example.
给大家一些例子。
Remember when you were really young?
还记得在你很小的时候。
Sometimes you make trouble.
有时候你犯了一些错误。
And then your dad is really getting the rod, and I really want to discipline you real hard this time.
那你的父亲拿起了这个要执打你的这个棍子，或者是要来体罚你。
When he's about to lash out all his anger.
当你的父亲要发怒气的时候。
And the mom talked to them, the dad said, "Give him one more chance."
那做母亲的就跟父亲说，给他再一个机会吧。
I'll talk to him.
我跟他谈一下,
but don't be angry.
你不要生气。
If you want to hit him small, hit him softly.
那如果你真的要打他, 你要小力, 轻一点的打他。
And then father's anger reduced half already.
那因为母亲的这样子, 跟爸爸说, 所以做父亲的, 他的怒气就消了一半。
Or when you're in your company,
或者在, 你在工作场所里面,
Do you know why you get a job? Do you know why you get this job?
你知道为什么你会得到一份工作吗?
Actually, there are so many people apply for jobs.
那其实有很多人同时申请同一份工作。
But sometimes, why you get into the company?
有时候当你一进入那个公司里面。
Sometimes you know why you get into the company?
你也不明白为什么自己会得到这份工作。
Because your friend helped you.
因为可能有一位朋友在帮你。
Because your friend referred you to the company.
因为有你的朋友在推荐你进入这间公司里面。
The boss really didn't want to hire you.
其实，那个老板他本来是不想聘请你的。
You have no experience.
你没有经验。
You're not very good.
也不算得很好。
There are many people outside applying the same job.
而且有很多人同时都申请同一份工作。
But because in the company, your friend speak good of you.
因为，在公司里面，你的一个朋友跟你讲好话。
I say, okay, give him one chance. I know he can do it.
那你朋友说，给他一次机会吧，因为我觉得他是有能力做这个工作的。
Because of that request.
因为这个朋友所说的这句话,
your boss decided, okay, give you the chance and hire you into the company.
那你的老板就决定说，好了，就请他给他一个一次的机会。
Or imagine you are in the court.
或者我们试想一下，如果我们在法庭上,
you make an offense.
你犯了一些错误。
The judge is really angry, really want to sentence you maximum.
那法官本来要判你这个非常严重的最高的刑罚。
But the lawyer represent you to plead for the judge.
可是那个代表你的律师就跟这个法官求情。
Giving the judge all your background.
然后跟法官说了你所有的背景。
Tell him why you make this mistake.
告诉法官你为什么会犯这个错误。
Tell him that you're very sorry.
告诉法官其实你觉得非常的惭愧。
And then please have grace and don't sentence him maximum.
也要求法官说请你不要判他最终的刑罚。
That is to plead for your, on your behalf.
这就是一个律师为你代求情。
So of course we can plead for ourselves.
当然我们也可以为自己来求情。
But sometimes we need intercession.
可是很多时候我们却需要别人的代祷。
And in terms of faith, in terms of our heavenly journey,
当我们谈到信仰，谈到我们走在这个天国的这个道路上的时候,
we also need the intercession.
我们也需要别人的代祷。
Yes, we want to help each other.
我们也要互相的帮助扶助。
But what is the best way to help each other?
那最好的帮助别人的方式是什么方式呢?
And of course, it's to pray for each other.
当然就是互相代祷。
But of course, sometimes some people asking,
有时候有些人这样子问,
what is the best intercession people can give you?
那一个人他能够为别人所做的最好的代祷是怎么样的代祷呢?
Is Lord Jesus, he intercess for us.
那主耶稣他这样子为我们代祷。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录,
chapter 8,
第八章,
verse 3,
第三节。
Revelation chapter 8, verse 3.
启示录第八章的第三节, 启示录, 第八章第三节，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
Here tell us, in vision, John saw something very special.
这里告诉我们，在约翰的异象里面呢，看到一件很特别的事情。
Revelation is talk about the things will happen in the end time.
因为启示录是谈到末世的时代所要发生的事情。
What is end time?
什么是末世呢
？Now is the end time.
现在就是末世。
A lot of things will happen. The world have a lot of tribulation.
因为在这个时代，将会有很多事情发生，很多的灾难会发生。
If you look at the newspaper every day, there's no good news.
如果我们打开报纸，每一天都看到坏的消息
，wars between countries，
国家跟国家的打仗
，hatred between human beings，
人类之间的那种仇恨
，financial problems，
经济上的那些问题
，everybody facing a lot of challenge，
每个人都面对很多的挑战
，but when you facing some challenge，
当我们面对挑战的时候
，somebody will help you，
有人会帮助你。
Verse three tell us this another angel。
第三节告诉我们，另有一位天使。
Who is this another angel?
那这位另一位天使是谁呢
？Angel means the one sent by God.
天使就是由神所差派的。
So who is this really special angel?
那这个特别的天使是谁呢
？This angel is referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个天使就是指着耶稣基督。
He is going to play a role of a priest of intercessor.
这里耶稣基督所扮演的角色就是代祷的祭司
，and then he will hold something like an altar of incense.
然后他会拿着这个金香炉
，and offer up incense to God.
向神来献上这个香。
That's to intercession and praying for every one of us.
就是为我们每一个人代求代祷。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书
，the book of Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书的第七章。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节。希伯来书第七章第二十五节。二十五节。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着的，替他们祈求。
Here tell us, what is Lord Jesus Christ doing right now?
这里告诉我们，现在耶稣基督他正在做什么
？Verse 24 tells us that Lord Jesus is the true high priest.
第二十四节告诉我们，他就是那个大祭司。
No high priest stand between God and man.
大祭司就是站在人与神中间的。
Why we need a priest in the Old Testament?
为什么在这个旧约的时代，他们需要有祭司呢
？Because in the Old Testament time, God is very angry with His people.
因为在旧约时代，神对他的选民非常的生气
，because people committed sin，
因为当时的人犯了很多的罪
，so God and the people are not talking to each other，
所以神跟人根本就是没有任何的交往。
So can you imagine the father is not talking to the son？
我们可以思想一下，如果父亲做父亲的跟做儿子的没有谈话
，actually today even though father and son are supposed to be close， but many father are not talking to the son。
其实父亲跟孩子。他们的关系应该是很亲密的，可是今天却有很多父亲很少跟孩子谈话。
Especially men are not very good at expressing sometimes.
尤其是做爸爸的，很多时候都不懂得，不会很好的去表达。
They love the son, but they don't know how to express it.
还有孩子也不懂得怎么去表达。
And then sometimes the son did something to angry the father.
有时候孩子做一些事情，让父亲生气了。
And then both of them don't talk.
那这两个人又不互相又不谈话。
That's just like the Old Testament time.
就好像在旧约时代也是这样子。
God is really angry with the people.
因为当时神对那些人真的非常的生气。
Because they are committing sin.
因为这些人都犯很多的错。
And the people also doesn't like to listen to God.
而当时的人也不喜欢听神的话。
Because they think God is too strict.
因为他们觉得神实在是太过严厉了。
He make us suffer.
他让我们常常受苦。
So then, who will break this ice? Who will break this wall?
那谁会打破这中间的僵局呢
？The priest.
就是祭司。
The priest will teach the people about God's word.
那祭司就会把神的话、神的道理教导给那些人民。
And then tell the people to repent.
教导人民要悔改。
Offer sacrifices to God.
然后向神献上这个祭物。
And then the priest also tell God, please forgive the people.
那祭司又跑去跟神说要赦免这些人的罪。
Give them one more chance.
求神给他们再一次机会
，just like the example that I give you at the beginning，
就好像刚才我在开始的时候给你的那一个例子一样。
So if we believe in Lord Jesus Christ，
如果我们相信耶稣基督
，He is going to intercede for us，
那他会为我们代祷。
He will stand between God and man，
耶稣基督会站在神跟人之间。
Because he wants to help us.
因为他要帮助我们。
He will do the things that you cannot do it yourself.
他为你做你不能做的事情。
He will bring you back to God.
把你带到回到神的面前。
Reconnect the relationship.
然后把这一个已经被破坏的关系重新修补。
So in what way Lord Jesus will intercede for us?
在主耶稣基督怎么样帮我们代祷呢？
We will let us share a few points.
这里与大家分享几点。
The first one.
第一点，
Lord Jesus will intercede for our weakness.
主耶稣基督为我们的软弱代祷。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我们看路加福音第二十二章。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
路加福音第二十二章第三十一节。
Luke 22 verse 31.
路加福音第二十二章第三十一节。
Luke 22 verse 31.Verse 31,
二十二章三十节，三十一节，主又说西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。
Verse 32,
第三十二节，但我已经为你们祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Here is a story happened just right before Jesus is about to be crucified.
这里在这件事情是发生在主耶稣基督还没有被钉十字架之前。
Jesus came to the world to preach the gospel.
耶稣基督来到世上传讲福音。
To heal the sick.
来救那些医治那些生病的。
To draw close to the poor.
去靠近接近那些贫穷的。
To bring hope to the world.
把希望带到人间。
He really opened the way.
然后为我们开启了一条道路。
But there's one thing that Lord Jesus Christ came to do specially that no other philosopher or great people can do.
但是有一件事情是主耶稣基督来到这个世界特地为我们做的，是这个世上没有任何的思想家都能够为我们做的。
He didn't only come just to teach.
他不只是来到世间来教导。
He didn't only come just to do miracles.
他不只是来到世间来行神迹奇事。
He came to the world to die.
他来到世上为我们舍命，
but not for himself,
不是为自己舍命，
but for the whole mankind.
可是却是为全人类舍命。
For the sin of whole mankind, he has to face the cross.
为了全人类的罪恶，他必须要面对十字架。
Who can love someone to the point to die for someone?
谁能够爱一个人，至于也舍去自己的生命呢？
Not many people can do it.
其实没有多少人能够这样子做到。
How many people can die for sinner?
有多少人能够为一个罪人？
Not many people can do it.
而舍自己的生命呢？没有多少人能够做到这样。
Lord Jesus, He loves us more to so that He can do it.
主耶稣爱我们，爱到他可以为我们做到这一点。
But before He go to the cross, there's something in His mind.
可是，在主耶稣还没有面对十字架之前，他的脑海里面有一件事情。
He know His disciples are very weak at that time.
他知道在当时他的门徒都非常的软弱。
Especially one of His disciples called Simon.
尤其是他的其中一个门徒就是西门。
Now, Simon is supposed to be the oldest among the 12.
那西门是他的十二个门徒里面最年长的一个。
He's supposed to be the leader.
他应当是这些人十二个门徒之中的首领。
But he is very weak.
可是他却非常的软弱。
He is going to be denying Jesus of three times.
因为他将要三次的不认主耶稣基督。
He's going to run away.
他将要逃跑逃避。
He's going back to fishermen and no more preaching the gospel.
他将会舍弃这个传福音的工作，回去再做他的自己的渔夫的工作。
His heart is so frightened and he don't want to go on anymore.
他的心里是充满惧怕，不敢再向前进行他的工作。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because here tells us Satan, which is the devil, is trying to get him.
因为这里告诉我们，撒旦就是这个恶者要得着他。
You know, you don't see devil here, right?
其实我们看不见魔鬼，看不到撒旦。
If you go outside, you don't see devil.
你出到门外也看不见这个魔鬼撒旦。
But you don't see devil, he's everywhere.
虽然你没有看见他，可是他却是无处不在。
Where is devil?
那魔鬼在哪里呢？
Devil is in the heart of human being.
魔鬼就在人的心里面。
If you open the TV, devil is there.
那你打开电视机，那魔鬼就在电视机里面。
Of course, you don't see the image, right?
当然你看不到。
I'm not talking about the horror movie.
我不是说那些恐怖片。
But devil's thinking, distorting the truth, is in the program.
可是，在这些节目里面，却看到撒旦的思想在破坏着人类的思想。
You go to casino, devil is there.
那你去到这个赌场， 魔鬼就在里面了。
Why?
为什么呢？
They control all the people doing the things that's no good for themselves.
因为他正在控制着所有的人在做一些对他们自己不好的事情。
And for us, we are believers.
我们是信徒。
Devil is also around us.
那魔鬼也在我们的周围。
And how? Why is around us?
为什么他在我们的周围呢？
He want to just like shifting the wheat, and then try to get away of it.
就好像这里所说的吸麦子一样，想把我们除去。
If the wind is too strong,
如果风除去
，If you're not the wheat, you're the chaff, you'll be blown away.
如果风
，The wind is too strong.
如果风除去
，If you're not the wheat, you're the chaff. 我还有回应呢，醒过来了，大家好。So that is to tell us we have to be careful.
就是告诉我们
，Be blown away.
很小如果风很
，The wind is too strong.
如果风除去
，If you're not the wheat, you're the chaff. You're...还有回应呢，好了，没关系，我看这个先关掉好了，直接讲好了啊，好了 ，OK， so we have to be very careful, right? Sometimes unexpected things can happen.
所以我们要非常小心，因为有些我们意料不到的事情会发生的。
So, Simon Peter, he's very weak.
西门彼得他非常的软弱。
But Jesus, 过来啊，大家一起 pray for him. So that is to tell us we have to be careful.
求好让我们不会失去信心。
He prayed for Peter so that he will not lose his faith.
他为彼得祷告，好让彼得不会失去信心。
Sometimes we focus on our own problem.
很多时候，我们把我们的注意力都摆在我们的问题上。
We pray that God give us a job.
我们向神祈求赐给我们一份工作。
Sometimes we ask God to help our children.
有时我们向神祈求帮助我们的孩子。
Sometimes we ask God to heal our sickness.
或者向神祈求来医治我们的疾病。
It seems that we ask God to solve our problem.
看来我们一直不断的要求神为我们解决问题。
But for God.This is not a problem.
其实对神来说，这一切都不是问题。
Your job is not a problem. Your health is not a problem. Other things are not a problem.
你的工作不是问题，你的健康不是问题，你所面对的一切事情都不是问题。
For God, the real problem is if you lose the faith, you lose everything.
因为对于神来说，如果你失去了信心，就等于你失去了一切。
Because if you have faith on God,
如果你对神有信心
，if you rely on Him,
如果你依靠他
，He will give you strength to overcome all the problems.
他会赐给你力量来胜过这一切的问题。
There's no problem too big for God.
其实对于神来说，没有一个问题是大的问题。
But if you lose faith,
但是如果失去了信心
，if you lose faith on God,
对神失去了信心
，and that is the real problem.
那这就是真的问题
了。Then nobody can help you.
如此就没有人能够再帮助你了。
There was a sister.
有一位姐妹。
She always prayed for her family.
她不断地为自己的家庭祷告。
Even though God really blessed her family physically.
虽然在肉体上神不断地祝福她的家人。
But she knows, spiritually speaking, her family is not doing well.
可是她却明白到其实在属灵上在信仰上她的家人却是做得不足够。
There was one night she was having this dream.
所以有一个晚上，她做了一个梦。
She dreamed that her whole family is running a heavenly ladder.
那她
run heavenly ladder 天梯啊，在爬天梯啊。
她在梦里面看到她的家人都在往这个天梯上跑。
This sister is running ahead, leading the family.
那这个姐妹她在前头跑，她的家人在后面跟着她。
Wow, and she's climbing the stair really hard.
而且她也很出力的、很努力的去爬这个梯。
And she's getting higher and higher.
他一直的爬，不断的往上爬。
And her children is following.
他的孩子在后面跟着。
And but when she looked back, the ladder is very long.
可是当他回头一看的时候，他发现这个梯实在是太长了。
She cannot find her husband.
他看不到他的丈夫。
When she looked very far,
看来是在很遥远的地方。
And then she saw her husband.
他看到了他的丈夫。
He's struggling.
在挣扎着。
He's stopping.
而且也停下来了。
At the very end of that ladder,
因为她的丈夫在这个梯的最尾端那边。
And she woke up the dream.
那在她的梦这样子就醒过来了。
And she know what it means.
她也明白这个梦的意思是什么。
Physically, God bless her family.
在肉体上来说，物质上来说，神祝福了这个家庭。
Her husband, her job, her career, money, no problem. It's getting good.
她的丈夫的事业都没有问题，而且也赚了很多的钱。
But spiritually, her husband is lagging behind.
可是属灵上来说呢，她的丈夫却在掉在后头。
Her faith is starting to get very weak.
而且她丈夫的信心不断的变得非常软弱。
She doesn't like to. He doesn't like too much to come to church anymore.
不再，她的丈夫不再喜欢到来教会。
When I can, he come to church, fall asleep, and feel no interest connecting to the people.
她来到教会也觉得很没提不起兴趣，也不想跟周边的人谈话。
And the wife knows what does it mean.
她的妻子明白这是什么意思。
So her wife start. His wife really start. I mean, this sister really start praying for the husband.
所以这个妻子的这位姐妹，她开始为她的丈夫代祷。
Ask God to really save her husband.
祈求神要拯救她的丈夫。
To his career later.
后来她丈夫的事业发生了一些问题。
Problem came.
问题来了。
And then his husband, I mean the husband woke up spiritually.
那在属灵上，这位丈夫醒觉了。
So Jesus prayed for Peter.
所以 耶稣基督为彼得代祷。
Even before something happened, he prayed for him.
即使在事情还没发生之前，主耶稣也为他代求。
So today, maybe we don't see the problem.
今天可能我们看不到问题的所在。
But our Lord Jesus Christ already know what problem you're facing.
可是主耶稣基督已经在问题发生之前知道问题要发生了。
He already prayed for us.
他已经为我们先祈求了。
So that we will not lose the faith.
使到我们不至于失去信心。
So brother and sister, when we pray,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们祷告的时候，
don't just pray for God solving our other problems.
所以不要只是专注于祈求神帮我们解决问题而已。
When we pray for someone else,
当我们为别人代祷，
don't just pray for God to solve their problem.
也不只是一直向神祈求帮他们处理问题。
We should ask God, please God, help me, do not lose the faith.
我们要向神祈求，祈求神帮助我，让我不至于失去信心。
If we have faith in God,
如果我们对神有信心，
no one can harm us.
没有人能够伤害我们。
No problem is too big.
因为对于神来说，没有一个问题是大问题。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
我们再看以赛亚书
Chapter 53.
以赛亚书第53章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Verse 12.
第12节。
Isaiah 53, verse 12.
以赛亚书53章第12节。 12节，所以我要使他 以伟大的同分，以强盛的军分掳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。This
is Isaiah 53 verse 12.
这就是以赛亚书第53章第12节。The whole
chapter is to prophesy what Lord Jesus Christ is going to do for us.
整章 53章都在预言着主耶稣基督将会为人类做什么事情。
Here it was, he is going to pour down his life to death.
这里告诉我们他将命倾倒以至于死。
Sometimes you pour something, you have a bowl of water, a bottle of water, you pour onto the ground, oh, everything gone, you cannot get it back.
有时候我们把一杯水全然的倒在地上，那我们也不能够把这个水再收回了。
This means there is no reservation.
就是说他这个付出是 毫无保留的付出。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us with no reservation.
耶稣对我们的爱是毫无保留的。
Human, nowadays, human love are conditional and with reservation.
其实今天 人与人之间的爱是有条件的，有所保留的。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
If you love me, I love you.
意思就是说，你爱我，我也会爱你。
If you're beautiful, I love you.
如果你是美丽漂亮的，我就爱你。
If you're handsome, I love you.
你如果是很帅的，我也爱你。
If you're rich, I love you.
你是有钱的，我爱你。
If you're poor, okay, bye bye. Don't keep in touch.
如果你是贫穷的，那对不起，我们就比较少联络比较好。
If your physical appearance, your beauty fade, sorry, I don't love you anymore.
那如果你的外表是好看的，那我很爱你啊。那我就很爱你。
If you change, of course, I don't love you.
那如果你容貌改变了，当然我就不能够再爱你了。
This is not true love.
这种爱不是真爱。
The true love is no condition.
其实真爱是没有条件的。
And with no reservation.
也毫无保留的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us like this.
我们主耶稣基督爱我们就是这样子。
He loves us, he can give his life to us.
他爱我们以至于能够为我们舍去他的生命。
At the end, he also mentioned one point.
最后一点。
He can bear the sin of many and intercede for the sinner.
他却担当了多人的罪，又为罪患代求。
Jesus Christ really prayed for the sinners.
主耶稣基督为罪人代祷。
Let's look at Luke chapter 23.
我们回去看路加福音第23章。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音第二十三章
，verse
34，第三十四节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 34。
路加福音二十三章三十四节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就战斗分他的衣服。
Here tells us when Lord Jesus Christ, when he was hanged on the cross.
这里告诉我们，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，What did he do?
他做什么事情呢
？Can you imagine someone hang on the wood, saying hang on the cross?
我们试想一下，当一个人被挂在十字架上
，His hand was pierced by the nails.
他两只手被这个钉刺穿了
，His feet was nailed.
他的脚也被钉刺穿了
，It's bleeding.
而且正在流血
，And his head was wearing.The crown of thorns.
而且他的头上也戴着这个用荆棘编成的冠冕。
So much pain.
整个人都非常的疼痛。
His body was beaten.
他身体被鞭打。
Most probably the face is swollen too.
那很可能他的脸也被打得红肿起来。
And most importantly, his back was flogged.
而且他的背也被打到被鞭打。
All ripped off. The skin, the flesh, all ripped off.
那些皮肉都被勾出来。
If you were Jesus,
如果你是耶稣基督
，If you were on the cross,
如果你在十字架上
，What will you say?
那你会说什么呢
？No, today when we are driving, when somebody cut in our line and don't signal and really short distance, right? I think many people will even curse or really angry in the car, say something not nice.
今天如果我们正在开车，如果有人忽然间没有打这个指示灯就跑进来在我们前面，很可能我们开车的人就会一长的。Wow.说一些不好听的辱骂的话。
In the parking lot, you find a space, you're going to inside, but somebody jump in first. Wow, what will you say in your car?
那你在这个停车场，你看到一个空位，你想跑去把车停在那个空位，忽然间有人就抢了你的位，那当时你的感觉是怎么样
？Even this kind of small thing in our life, we'll curse people, we'll say something not nice.
虽然是这样子的小事情，在我们生活上的小事情，我们也会觉得非常的不高兴，可能我们也会破口大骂。
Can you imagine what did Lord Jesus Christ suffer? What was he going through?
可是我们可以去想一下，主耶稣当时他所面对的所遭受的那种伤害，那种疼痛。
Jesus said, Father,
他却能够说
forgive,
父啊
，forgive them，
赦免他们
，for they don't know what they are doing，
因为他们。不知道自己所做的是什么。
That is the most powerful prayer.
这是一个最有能力的祷告。
Jesus can pray for the one who hurt him.
耶稣能够为那些伤害他的人祷告。
Pray for the one who commits sin against God.
为那些向神犯罪的人祷告。
And he is also praying for us today.
当然，今天他也为我们祷告。
Today, who is the one hurting Jesus?
今天是谁不断的在伤害耶稣基督呢
？Sometimes could be us.
很多时候就是我们。
If we do something wrong,
如果我们做错事情
，if we're not really living according to the truth,
而且也不跟着真理来生活
，and sometimes we hurt Jesus' feeling,
这样子我们就会让主耶稣非常的伤心
，and sometimes we hurt each other's feeling,
有时候我们也互相的彼此的伤害。
But here tells one example,
这里告诉我们一个例子。
Jesus prayed for those who hurt him.
这里耶稣为那些伤害他的人。
And today, if somebody hurts you,
如果今天有人伤害你
，What do you do?
你会做什么呢
？If you're a real Christian,
如果你是一个真基督徒
，If you are children of God,
如果你是一个神的儿女
，If people hurt you, you don't fight back.
如果有人伤害你，你是不会还手的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because if you fight back,
如果你还手
，You are not going to earn the person. You are not going to have him back to you.
那你就不能够得到那个人。
If you fight back, if you bad words, words to words, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes.
如果你以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
If he hates you, you hate him back.
如果他恨恶你，你又做同样的事情。
Who will suffer?
到后来，谁会遭受到伤害呢
？You yourself will suffer.
只是你自己将会遭到伤害。
If Jesus decided to hate on the cross,
如果主耶稣他决定在十字架上恨恶那些伤害他的人
，He is even feel worse.
那他的感觉肯定是更加的不好。
So Jesus decided to do something different.
所以耶稣基督他决定做一些与众人不同的事情。
He decided to pray for the one who hurt him.
他决定为那些伤害他的人祷告。
That is the most powerful things that Jesus can do.
这就是主耶稣所能做到的最强而有力的事情。
Father, forgive them.
就是父啊，赦免他们。
Because they don't know what they do.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And this has effect.
这是有
功
效的。
Verse 47. Let's read verse 47.
第四十七节。
Verse 47.
路加福音第二十三章四十七节，四十七节。百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说：“这真是个义人。”
When Jesus prayed for these people, it really made an impact.
当主耶稣为这些人祷告的时候，真的是有这个影响力。
The first impact.
第一个影响力。
Here, the centurion, the supervisor of the squad who crucified Jesus.
这个百夫长，百夫长就是那个带领这些兵丁去钉主耶稣十字架的人。
After Jesus.Passed away on the cross, he concluded Jesus is a righteous man.
当主耶稣在十字架上断气以后，他这样子做一个结论，说这个真是个义人。
He glorified God because of Jesus.
他把荣耀，他因为耶稣基督的缘故，他把荣耀归于神。
At the beginning, he harmed Jesus.
在开始的时候，他伤害耶稣基督。
He didn't believe in what Jesus do.
他不相信耶稣基督所做的一切。
But because Jesus prayed for him.
可是因为耶稣基督为他祷告，
He glorified God.
所以后来他能够把荣耀归于神。
So this is a big impact.
这就是一个很大的影响。
And also one of the robber who was crucified with Christ believed in Christ.
还有就是跟耶稣基督同时被钉十字架的其中一个强盗，他也相信了耶稣。
Let's read verse 39.
我们看第三十九。
Luke chapter 23, verse 39.
我们看路加福音二十三章三十九节。三十九节，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
Verse 40.
四十节，那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？”
Verse 41.
四十一节，我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
Verse 42.
四十二节就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
Here is the change of one of the robbers.
这就是其中一个强盗他的改变。
At the beginning, two robbers, they all laugh at Jesus, they all mock at Jesus.
在开始的时候，两个强盗他们都在讥笑耶稣基督。
But because Jesus prayed for them.
可是因为耶稣为他们祷告，
One changed the attitude towards him.
那其中一个对耶稣基督的态度有所改变
了， And rebuked the other one who tried to mock at Jesus.
并且责备另一个讥笑耶稣的人。
Wow. And then at the beginning, at the end, he also believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
而且后来他也相信了耶稣基督。
So what does it tell us, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，这里告诉我们什么呢？
If in your life there are someone you don't like,
如果在你的生活上如果有某个人是你不喜欢的，
It's someone who really hurt you.
有某个人是曾经伤害你的，
Someone you don't feel comfortable when you see him or her.
有些人是你看到他你觉得非常不自在的，
Someone who may betray you or comes lost or hurt to you.
有些人可能曾经背叛过你，曾经伤害过你的。
But you cannot go without it. You have to see him or her. You have to be with her. You have to be same family, same company.Same environment.
可是这个人你却不能够逃避见这个人，因为可能他是跟你同是住在同一个家里面，或者是同一个工作场所，或者是同一个教会里面。
So, then what do you do?
那你能够做什么呢？
If you every time you hate him and then you're not feeling happy, you really want to struggle, that's not going to help.
那每次你看到这个人，你心里面充满仇恨，心里面充满挣扎，对你来说是毫无帮助的。
You learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
那你要向耶稣基督学习。
He's not doing good to you. You pray for him.
既然他对你不好，你就为他祷告。
He sinned against you. You pray for him.
他犯罪得罪了你，你就为他祷告。
He hurt you. You pray for him.
他伤害了你，你就为他祷告。
Because Bible truth never change.
因为圣经的真理是没有改变的。
Jesus did it for those who hurt him.
主耶稣为那些伤害他的人这样子做。
Jesus caused some change, positive change.
主耶稣给了他们一个正面的积极的改变。
And then you can also do it.
同样的，今天你也能够做到。
Your life will change.
你的生命肯定会有改变。
And the person you're praying for will change.
那你那个你为他祷告的那个人，他也会有所改变。
I have tried myself.
我自己也这样子做了，曾经做了这样子的事情。
After I graduate for a theological student.
我从神学院毕业出来以后。
I was stationed in different places.
我被派到不同的地方去。
In the church, sometimes you have different kind of people.
在教会里面，我们会面对不同的人。
Not everybody like you.
不是每个人都会喜欢你。
Sometimes a misunderstanding.
有时候会有一些误会
or sometimes other problem.
或者是别的问题
But whenever I encounter someone hurt me,
那每一次当我面对那些伤害我的人的时候
or we have different opinion,
或者是我们有不同意见的时候
But I remember one thing.
我永远记得一件事情
I have to pray for that person.
我要为这个人祷告
And really, every time I pray for that person, God really helped.
那每次当我为这个人祷告的时候，神就会帮助我。
After I pray,
我祷告以后
，God really reconcile us.
神让我们变成和好。
My attitude towards him changed.
因为我对他的态度改变了。
His attitude towards me also changed.
他对我的态度也改变了。
That is wonderful.
啊，这是非常奇妙的。
But the change must start from ourselves.
可是这个改变必须要从我们开始。
Look at Jesus. He didn't have hate.
我们看耶稣基督，他心里面没有仇恨。
He prayed for the person.
他为那些人祷告。
And because his attitude changed.
因为主耶稣基督他的态度改变了。
The robber changed.
所以那个强盗他也改变了。
The centurion changed.
那个百夫长也改变了。
They give glory to God.
而且也把荣耀归给神。
So the change has to be from you.
所以这个改变一定要从我们开始。
If you pray that God forgive the person.
如果我们向神祈求赦免那个人。
We pray that God give me love.
如果我们向神祈求赐给我爱。
Everything will be different.
那所有的事情将会有所改变。
So we have to learn from the intercession of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从耶稣基督的代祷里面学习。
He prayed for the sinner.
他为罪人祷告。
What else he prayed for us?
他还有为我们祷告什么呢
？He prayed for the unity of the church.
他为教会的合一祷告。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章
，verse 17，
十七节。约翰福音第十七章第十七节
，verse 11 sorry, chapter 17, verse 11。
对不起，是十七章的十一节。约翰福音十七章十一节，十一节，从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Here is the intercession of Lord Jesus again。
这也是主耶稣的代祷。
When he was about to leave the world,
当主耶稣将要离开世间的时候
going back to heaven,
要回到天上
he knew that there's one problem that is going to bother him.
他知道有一件事情将会让他非常的操心
He has 12 disciples.
因为他有十二个门徒
It's not a really big group.
这十二个人也不是一群很大群的人
But if you have a company of 12 people, you will not describe your company as a very big company, right?
如果今天有一间公司里面只有十二个员工，你也不说这间公司是一间大公司。
If you have a school of 12 students, it's not even a school, it's really small.
那如果有一间学校只有十二个学生，那我们说这间学校根本就不算是一间学校。
So Jesus have 12 disciples.
那主耶稣有十二个门徒。
But the problem is these 12 disciples are not in one accord.
可是问题呢，就是这十二个门徒呢，他们没有同心。
They're not thinking about the same thing.
他们所想的都不是一样。
They have different agenda.
每个人都有各自的计划。
And they are even fighting among themselves. Who is the biggest? Who is the greatest?
而且他们之间呢，也互相的正在竞争谁是最大的。
Jesus is facing the cross, but the disciples they are arguing.
那主耶稣将要面对十字架，可是他的门徒呢，都在那边争吵。
If they are not united.
如果这些人不同心
，How can they build a church？
那他们如何去建立教会呢
？How can God work through them？
那神如何透过他们来做工呢
？So Jesus is once again praying for them。
所以再一次的，主耶稣为他们代祷
，Ask God to help them to be united。
祈求神让他们同心合意
，Just like Jesus and the Father is one。
就好像耶稣与神是合一的一样。
Jesus, if you look at him, yes, he is the Son of Man. He is walking on the ground. It's just like human being.
我们看肉体的耶稣，他是人的人是一个人子，而且在人类之中行走。
But spiritually, he and God are one.
可是，在属灵上来说，主耶稣跟神是同一个。
So today, we are the same.
所以今天我们都是一体的。
We come from different background.
我们来自不同的背景
，different language，
我们讲不同的语言
，different education，
我们领受不同的教育
，different culture，
我们可能也有不同的文化
，but doesn't matter，
可是这都不重要。
In spirit， we should be one，
在属灵上来说，我们应该是合一的。
We have the same Father，
因为我们有同一个天赋
，we have the same truth，
我们 领受同一个真理。
We have the same Holy Spirit.
因为我们得到了同一个圣灵。
So Jesus always praying for the church.
所以耶稣常常为教会祷告。
United.
就是要教会合而为一。
In one.
成为一个。
So sometimes we always pray for the church.
所以我们有时候为教会祷告。
We pray that God bring in more truth seekers.
我们向神祈求说，求神带领更多的慕道者来教会。
We pray for God branching out, looking for new places.
我们向神祈求说要奉事教会找新的地方。
We pray for this kind of holy work, that kind of holy work.
我们为这些圣工、那些圣工来祷告。
But if you ask Jesus how he prayed for the church,
如果我们问主耶稣，主耶稣究竟为教会祷告什么呢？
He will not pray that oh God, the church bring in more people only.
主耶稣不会只是为教会带更多人来而祷告。
He will not praying that oh give them another chapel.
主耶稣也不只是说为说在设立另一间教会这事情来祷告。
What will Jesus intercede for the church?
那主耶稣究竟为教会代祷什么呢？
Be one.
就是在教会合而为一。
If the church is in one mind.
如果教会是同心的
，The church has everything.
那教会就会得到一切。
You don't afraid there's no truth seeker coming.
我们不害怕说没有慕道者来教会。
If the church is in one, truth seeker will come and they'll stay.
如果教会是同心的，慕道者来到教会，他们会留在教会。
They will believe. They will be touched by the love.
他们会相信，因为他们被爱所感动。
If the church is in one,
如果教会是同心的
，There's no property that we cannot buy.
没有任何的物业我们是不能够买的。
No matter what is the price,
无论什么价钱
，If we need.God will provide for us.
如果我们需要，神会为我们预备。
So the crux of the problem is, can the church be one?
所以问题的
关键
所在就是是否教会是同心的。
And Jesus is praying the 12 disciples. They are the leaders. They are the core of all the workers. They must be one.
主耶稣为门徒祷告，因为他们是所有信徒的首领。所以他们必须要是同心的。
So we have to pray for the workers of God.
所以我们必须要为主的工人祷告。
We have to pray for the ministers.
我们要为这些长者祷告。
The preachers.
为传道祷告。
All the church board.
为教会的职务会祷告。
If they are united in one.
如果这些人是同心的。
They will lead the church in the right direction.
他们将会带领教会走向一个正确的方向。
You're working in your group of workers. 你的小组啊。
如果这些小组人工作
pray so that we united as one.
他们如果能够祷告，能够同心
then God guide the church.
那神就会带领教会。
Prayer is effective.
因为祷告是有功效的。
If you have the faith,
如果有信心，祷告是有功效的。
God listen to your prayer.
神会听我们的祷告。
And Jesus also praying for us every day.
主耶稣基督也每天为我们祷告。
He pray for the weak.
他为那些软弱的人祷告。
Pray for the sinners.
为那些犯罪的人祷告
He prayed for the unity of the church.
也为教会的同心合意祷告
Jesus loves us so much.
耶稣非常爱我们
Jesus praying for you today.
今天耶稣基督为你祷告
Even other people may forget praying for you.
很可能其他人已经忘记了要为你祷告
Jesus will not forget.
可是耶稣基督他不会忘记
You are not alone.
因为你不会孤单
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗
495.
我们再唱诗495首可是